Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Democrats are in a flat spin. Things not looking any better. The latest predictions show they'll lose over 40 seats in the House. Through a 2020 rematch, Donald Trump would win big, say the latest polls. Number two, speaking of President Trump, he calls the failure in Afghanistan the biggest of Joe Biden's short presidency. That isn't saying a lot. We'll hear from my interview with the president this hour. And number one, the failures in Afghanistan are stunning, make no mistake. But the collapsing southern border, the real quagmire that is sucking down President Biden and his administration into the abyss. Well, except that old Joe is on vacation, riding bicycles and having a big old time with Jilly. The southern border, nothing to be concerned about there. Never mind the crisis. Killing kids with predator drones or watching the French walk out of the country, no big deal. And how bad is the border? Well, let's take a look at the border. The size and scope of the border disaster, unlike anything you've ever seen before. I want to share this clip from Fox News because it talks about it from several different angles. Listen.
But these are all migrants who crossed illegally into the United States. They just walked across the river, no resistance whatsoever, and put up shop right here. And you can see a lot of them are using plants and sticks, using whatever they can find to build some sort of a shelter here. Take a look at our second camera just to show you the scope of how big this camp is. Again, between 10 and 12,000 people in the camp right now, most of them from Haiti and West Africa, most of them crossing the Rio Grande in the past few days and just setting up shop here, hoping that they're going to get a chance to stay. We got a third perspective to show you from up on our live Fox drone. Again, just showing you the sheer size of how large this camp is.
From Haiti and West Africa. Haiti is about 1,900 miles from Del Rio, right? West Africa, double that or more. How did they get all the way from Haiti and West Africa down into Mexico, where they stayed for whatever period of time? How did they get there? Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, by far the poorest. Suddenly they've got money to get all of these Haitians, thousands and thousands of them, to Mexico? Come on. And you don't think it's by design what's happening, what we're watching? It's just coincidental. It's just remarkable that the whole country of Haiti moved to Mexico before planning to move into Texas? Come on. And Jen Psaki, by the way, must be aware of a very different vice president than we are. She says she's on top of the border crisis, is Kamala Harris. All of it. For real. Listen.
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely. And she has been addressing the root causes of migration by working with countries in the region to ensure they have the assistance they need to reduce the number of people who are coming and trying to make those journeys across the border. We've actually seen some reductions in some of those numbers. That doesn't change the fact that this is a very challenging situation in Del Rio. We're working to implement our policies and we're working to ensure we are also addressing root causes.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to note that she'll sit here and tell you these things with a straight face, that somehow Kamala Harris has done anything to affect the situation at the border. Since Kamala Harris went to the Golden Triangle or whatever they call that group of countries down there, the situation has gotten markedly worse every single day. Every day. Kamala Harris hasn't gone to the border to speak of, not to do anything productive, not to do anything that is constructive, not to get anything done. The situation at the border is inexcusable. How do you end up with 15,000 people on our side of the border, living under a bridge, throwing up temporary shelters and so forth, using anything they can find, a piece of cloth, some clothing, towels, whatever, to get out of the hot sunlight? But where are the restrooms? Where's the running water? Who's feeding these people? How is it all possible? What are the logistics of taking care of 15,000 people day after day in a piece of dirt? There's no infrastructure there to take care of 15,000 people. Or 15 people, for that matter. Food, water, toilets, general hygiene. And yet none of these people are required to be inoculated for COVID-19 before they come in the country. I bring that to your attention for this reason. New rules are going to roll out shortly. New rules are going to roll out that will require anybody coming into the United States from Europe or anywhere else on an airplane to be fully vaccinated. But if you walk over the southern border, hey, you're good to go. Where are you going? Need a bus ticket? Come on. Meanwhile, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which is Greek for dirty liar, continues to reiterate a total lie that the border is closed. It's closed, he says. Listen.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. Individuals and families are subject to border restrictions, including expulsion. Irregular migration poses a significant threat to the health and welfare of border communities and to the lives of the migrants themselves, and should not be attempted.
Well, there you have it. And now you know. The border's closed. Anything those people in those right-wing talk shows tell you, it's just nonsense. Garbage. Those pictures, those are just made up. Those are fictional pictures of people clustered under bridges, living like animals, like livestock in pens. Yeah. Then, by the way, I did see some horseback Border Patrol rounding up some Haitians, rounding up some illegals. And the caption on Twitter is, my God, they're using horse whips on these people. It's all this hysteria. If somebody knew the difference between a horse whip and a rein on a horse, it would be helpful. Because the person had the rein in their hand, not a horse whip. They're running the horse. But the still pictures let Twitter go wild. Oh, they're whipping people of color. No. No, they're not. They're riding horses back and forth. And by the way, many of the people in horseback are people of color. The abject idiocy of the conversation. Well, it's racist. Well, you're right. It's racist. Therefore, just get rid of all our Border Patrol. Why have any? All police, all military. Just get rid of everything. We'll just take our chances. We'll be all right. People will be nice to us. And like I said, starting in a few weeks, if you fly into America as a foreign national, you'll be required to have that vaccine, but not if you walk across the river. Listen.
Starting in November, we will be implementing, I should say, in early November, we'll be putting in place strict protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from passengers flying internationally into the United States by requiring that adult foreign nationals traveling to the United States be fully vaccinated. Obviously, this is the conclusion of a policy process on that particular issue, an important one facing many people around the world.
Yeah, an important policy issue. Wouldn't it be nice if we had policies at the southern border? Wouldn't that be great? Policies would be nice, yeah. By the way, Joe Biden's disapproval rating has hit 50% now and growing. First time it's been to 50% that disapprove of his job. That's the aggregate, by the way. Rasmussen said he's upside down by 13 points. 56% reject what he's doing, and only 43% support it currently. And I think that's being kind. What policy exactly would you be supporting if you did? What area of success in this administration would you point to and say, well, I support this? Afghanistan, the border, pandemic response? What would it be? Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.